Welcome on in, college football today. It is another wonderful Saturday in college football. A lot of action still to come a little bit later. First off, Iowa and Kentucky is in the Music City Bowl. And I've got the Iowa Hawkeyes winning this one. I do think that it's going to be a very low-scoring game as the total is one of the lowest ever recorded, especially for postseason. Postseason, sometimes you see the defensives laps up. But in this case, it seems like the offenses will be struggling with backup quarterbacks on both sides of the football. Moving on to the next one, we have Alabama. They're taking on Kansas State today. I think Alabama's going to win this football game. I know Nick Saban had a lot of media opportunities to talk about his team after they played their last game against Auburn. They didn't make it to the SEC championship this year. But again, I think this is going to be an Alabama win. Kansas State, they looked good in the Big 12 championship and much of Big 12 play this year. But I just don't see them having the edge to beat an SEC football team today. We'll have to wait and see, though, what exactly takes place in the Sugar Bowl. Sugar Bowl, again, kicking off at noon Eastern today. Moving on to the college football playoff semifinals. Got TCU and Michigan out in the West Coast. We've got it in Glendale, Arizona. It's going to be a fun one. I think Michigan goes on to win this football game. We see that the Wolverines were gashing the Buckeyes on big plays when they load the box. If TCU doesn't load the box, I think Michigan dominates the run game. It's a lose-lose situation for TCU, but I think if you can get Michigan to turn the ball over, TCU's got a real shot of winning this football game. How efficient is this Michigan offense? Because they're capable of scoring. We've seen this offense. But then we saw the Illinois game for Michigan, where they just played terribly. And Michigan looked like a team that could get exposed and lose. But again, that Ohio State game, you know, Ohio State went all in on stopping the run. They gave up some huge plays down the field, which if Michigan can get a couple of those, it should negate maybe what TCU can do. But again, this TCU team, if they're within 10 points in the fourth quarter, anything can happen. And you just want to close this game as early as possible, keep the running game going, and then you want to slow down the TCU offense, keep their defense on the field, get them tired. But I think Michigan wins this football game. I think it's a close one in the end. I think Michigan gets out to a decent lead, but then TCU cuts it down to maybe a one possession. And then it comes down to really some big plays in the end. Again, Michigan, not a team that's been on the big stage. TCU, certainly not a team that's been on the big stage a lot in the recent history. Of course, Michigan was in the playoff last year. Prior to that, they had been struggling. But I think this is a Michigan team that knows what they need to do to get to the championship, and I think they will. Now, the second game is a lot more interesting than the first one. It is the undefeated Georgia Bulldogs and Ohio State. Ohio State comes into this football game, about a month after playing their worst football game of the season, especially on the defensive end. It was Ohio State just getting dominated. Their defense was giving up big play after big play, and it was resulting in a lot of points for the Wolverines. Ohio State, they have one of the best receivers receiving groups in the country. They have to utilize them. They have to get them on the outside. I think Georgia's defense can be exposed at times. We saw a couple times this season that the Georgia defense did get gashed, but again, their offense has made a couple comebacks. But if Ohio State can get into a high-scoring affair with Georgia, I just think that Ohio State's offense is better than Georgia's offense. When it comes down to it, but it's just going to be which defense can cause the turnovers. I think this game comes down to turnovers. So, I mean, Ohio State is a bit of an underdog. If they can get one more added possession off of a turnover, then it becomes a real big dogfight. Now, if Ohio State makes some mistakes, it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be bad for the Buckeyes of Ohio State. I think this one's a close one. Obviously, the Georgia Bulldogs, defending national champions, they that in recent history, we've seen a lot of defending national champions get to the final and then lose. That's what we've seen. One seeds typically do well in the first round against the four seeds, but Ohio State, as a four seed, did get to the national championship and win it back in the first year of the playoffs. So it's going to be an interesting game. I think Georgia might win this just with a big field goal late. I think they've shown that they can manage games a little better this season. But again, we've seen Ohio State play well in a lot of environments. They just played terribly in that last game against the Wolverines of Michigan. And we'll see if Ohio State responds, and we'll see if Georgia can weather the storm, because this is clearly one of the toughest teams Georgia's played all season in Ohio State, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. Moving on, New Year's Day action. We've got ReliaQuest Bowl. I've got Mississippi State. They're going to be fired up to play. I know Mike Leach, he was a great legend there as a coach. They're going to be fired up to play. I don't know, Illinois. They're just kind of happy to be in a New Year's Day bowl. All right, Purdue and LSU. I'm going to go with LSU. Purdue has been they're overmatched in this football game. I don't know how Purdue can pull this off here. I think we've got Tulane against USC. I think USC goes in and wins this game. It's going to be close, though. USC just disappointing the Pac-12 championship, but Utah, again, really good football team. I think they get through in this one. Moving on to the Rose Bowl, Penn State. They are in action against Utah. I think Penn State goes on the road and wins this football game. I don't know. Tough one. Tough one to think about. Penn State, under the radar all year. Team that just lost two games to two playoff teams. This is a team that can muster out a win, I think, and really put their heads high going into next season. Utah, a team that's very dangerous. We did see them go down to the swamp and lose early in the season. What has come down to be a bad loss. But again, this is going to be a football game that's fun and electric and not a ton of pressure. If you lose the Rose Bowl, no one's going to kill you unless you get just obliterated. But again, if you win the Rose Bowl, it's a great season. Certainly looking like a top 10 team if you come in and win it. Again, both these teams are quality. Either team could win it, but I think Penn State, in my opinion, probably wins. So we'll see you guys back for the national championship, I believe, which will be 1 week from Monday. All right, have a good one and enjoy your football.